Morning watch. Knowing, experiencing, and enjoying Christ as revealed in Philippians, week 5. Knowing the fellowship of Christ's sufferings and being conformed to his death. Friday, related verses. Philippians 3:10. To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. John 6:57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father. So he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. John 5:19-23. Then Jesus answered and said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing from himself except what he sees the Father doing. For whatever that one does, these things the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all things that he himself is doing, and greater works than these he will show him, that you may marvel. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he wills. For neither does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, in order that all may honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. John 7:16-18. Jesus therefore answered them and said, my teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone resolves to do his will, he will know concerning the teaching, whether it is of God or whether I speak from myself. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of him who sent him, this one is true, and unrighteousness is not in him. Related reading. In Philippians 3:10, this expression, being conformed to his death, indicates that Paul desired to take Christ's death as the mold of his life. Christ's death is a mold to which we are conformed in much the same way that dough is put into a cake mold and conformed to it. Paul continually lived a crucified life, a life under the cross, just as Christ did in his human living. Through such a life, the resurrection power is experienced and expressed. The mold of Christ's death refers to the continual putting to death of his human life, that he might live by the life of God. Our life should be conformed to such a mold, dying to our human life in order to live the divine life. Being conformed to the death of Christ is the condition for knowing and experiencing him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings. Christ's death took place throughout his life on earth. As he was living, he was also dying, dying to the old creation in order to live a life in the new creation. This is the meaning of his death in Philippians 3:10. Being conformed to Christ's death should be our experience day by day. Daily, we must put our natural life to death and not live according to it. If we put to death our natural life, we shall have the consciousness that we have another life, the divine life, within us. Once our outward natural life is put to death, the inner divine life will be released. Then, in our experience, we shall be conformed to Christ's death. There are four important matters in 3:10. To know Christ, to know the power of his resurrection, to know the fellowship of his sufferings, and to be conformed to his death. Actually, being conformed to Christ's death is related to knowing both the power of Christ's resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. The words being conformed indicate how we may know the power of Christ's resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. By being conformed to the death of Christ, we experience the power of his resurrection and enter into the fellowship of his sufferings. Being conformed to Christ's death is the base of the experience of Christ. If we are not conformed to the death of Christ, we do not have the base for the experience of Christ. In order to experience Christ, we must be conformed to his death. But to be conformed to the death of Christ, we must have the fellowship of his sufferings. By participating in Christ's sufferings, we are ushered into a position to experience the power of his resurrection. Then, when we experience the power of Christ's resurrection, we know him. As we partake of Christ's sufferings for the body, we are conformed to his death. When the Lord Jesus was on earth, he lived a crucified life. He continually put his natural life to death. By living such a crucified life, he was alive to God and lived him. When we are willing to suffer for Christ and his body, we also shall live only to him. Then we shall truly be conformed to his death, for we shall share in his death. Day by day, we shall experience the power of his resurrection. This is the way to know Christ in an experiential way. By knowing Christ in this way, experiencing him in the power of his resurrection, we obtain him. The Lord Jesus, by living a crucified life, always put his human life to death so that the divine life within him could flow out.